Allah sembilan semakin tiga hamis. Allah rasa maikus, dia memenuhi koma. Memikulah kumpulah kekhaya di sana syate. Elu apalah kumpulah koma, istri sau ke tai ka hamine koi bin sabna shaf ke khai komashlon in schade ich ne kutze go ke hamine ke khai ne magash nun ge shon ge ni shon si ale kam ke ti ka bai ka ka khai ka bai go ye shon kutze ban sare ni khai ab se ke kauch ni khai dit ma ki ka chi ke ni 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 mas ki ya ho ho no ge khai ke ge shon ni Right. Now the Lord says, the Achabu, here we mark the mouth, the opening of the purse is at the bottom, so then it is exposed to the possibility of falling out. Alright, he has certain buttons, but there is not space between one button and the other, or between one stitch and the other, to fall out. So it's not a secure way of carrying it out. So the Gemara says, the Machtun is a Tanya, I'm a Tzimui, Tzosu, Pirei Mai, Lechai, Pirei Mato. But you did Lechai, Rachom, Patron. All our learn of you, Pirei Yakum, Pirei Rachom, Pirei Rachom, Shil Chaye. So why? Here too, he was having to be made to Pirei Mato, and he was made to Pirei Mato. Why shouldn't he be Lechai? Bom, olhei a comida que a raio de rádio e chute potea, homem rabina no mato do barreco, de nome do barreco, a raio do barreco, a minha não se vestiu do treino, não se vestiu do treino, e de como olhei a comida, de que a comida, de lá como o barreco, se o raio, so he was arguing that he's raio, so apparently they were saying that he's got לכלול לב, לכלול לפת רבונו, הוא תמרחו וכמה לא יהיה תמידה, ביקר, תמר וכמה לא יהיה תמידה, יהיה תמידה, לפרחיות לרד ולספוטיה, סובת ולסי, לכלול דרכי את רבי יהודה, ותן לחל כמני בניסי דתיס, דתיס חי, ותן לחיות לרד ולרד 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 כיף ללמודו של פירמטו, מה נדם להם יחוב או בו יחוב? יצחק יהודה, ומה נדם להם להחיות בדירת להם? ואז כל כך חי ושמעו לכם פייסים של גרית שאיתה, אני אמרתי לברך, ואתי אדוני לברך, אי אדוני לכל חרעים, כי ארבע לדירה כפות ולמאפים שאוכל, ויעקב הוא בולה, ודעת על חרעים, וציין כמשנות תחוסו, אך לא דעת בולים ציין כמה מידם מלא לאחוב, משנות תחוסי, ומה מידם מלא חיודי, ולדום מלא מייצי לאחוב, כי עושה משתם ממני, נתן עודי, אבל לא ילמפים מהלאים, ולציין כאי, שכנת לא נמר חושי ציין כאי, מדי כאי שכון זה, ולמי ציין והמלך נוחו, ומוצא אחר ולמי ישראל לא...
יצאו.
כן. אה, נא. באמס אמרו, שתונה, כל באמס הלוח, תגיד לי שאתה כתב בפיסק, תונה שכן לבנו נמר חושי ציין, Next mission, Hamelitzi Tikyalushu Sarabi, Chaye. Mitziu Shnayim is Purim. Yoyach Yorecho Mitziu, Mitziu Shnayim is Chayodim, Yorab Shimon Peyteh. So the Aloch is Shnayim Shosu is Purim. Mitziu Shnayim Turim, יאלטינם באסינס יאָך די שניי חיילב יפיין פאל גוט מאר אומער רב מיר מאר דעם מיר מאר פאל דעם מאסליט
דאס איז פאטק ווען טייקס אט טו
סיש אנדער סאקוס שניי שאוס אומער רב מיר מאר דעם מיר מאר פאל דעם מאסליט דאן זיי יאכן די זיי יאכן דאן מיר מיר חיילב דאן מיר שמין פייד
אייטרי
נאד וואלט if it's a case of Zeya from the Yor, let's say the same. Now, only by itself can it have the Yor. In one hand, it can tell the Yor. And she is by itself. In one hand, it can tell the Yor. It just happened that they both tell the Yor, only mention. So that's Zeya from the Yor. So it comes a Yor is higher, and according to the view they use, they tell the Yor. Then the Zeya of Yoch, the Zeya of Chaye, the Rabbi Rav Shimon Petri, the Zeya of Yoch, the Zeya of Yoch, supposed to carry out a deed. Something very bold. Ruben, by himself, couldn't carry out a deed. But, if Ruben joined Shimon, and Ruben puts one end of the beam on his shoulder, and Shimon puts the other end of the beam on his shoulder, then we can carry out. So that's the case of Zeini Yochid, the Zeini Yochid. So we have here three sheets. The Meir is the biggest one. And according to the Meir, Shnayim Shiosu is higher than in the case of Zeini Yochid. According to the Meir, if the case of Zeini Yochid is Zeini Yochid,
Shnayim
Shiosu is higher. But if it's a case of Zeini Yochid, Zeini Yochid, Shnayim Shosu is high. And Rav Shimon, he's the biggest one. And he always, that even in the case of Zeini Yochid, Zeini Yochid, Shnayim Shosu is high. So, Zeini Yochid, 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 Zeini זה יוכל וזה, מי יוכל ואחר חייל. Not words. When does a she say for there, if Buddha mean Shinen, each one couldn't carry it by itself. And if you both join to carry it out, so then the Shinen say it's for there. So to hold, Buddha mean to carry it out by itself. Buddha carries, let's say, the beam on his shoulder. So without Shimon holding back, he could do it. But then, it would be by far. So Shimon comes and puts his hands under the beam. So the leader needs to throw the food. But Shimon doesn't need Shimon. Shimon needs food. So then everybody is there, leader of Shimon, there. The Shimon is high. And Shimon is a male of hair. He's gone. So, Taina Moche, Hamezik Yerushalayim, Chaye, Yitzhi Shnayim, and the Ziyoche, and the Ziyoche, the Mene Chaye, and the Bineine, and the Yoche, and the Yitzhi Shnayim, Chaye, and the Rab Turin, and the Rab Shimon Peter, even if it's Yoyoche, and the Yoyoche, so it's also for them. Rashi, Zeya and Abed, Zeya and Shevani Tzimshmeer, and Mea Mechai Nidol Basin Tzlohe, and if the Yachya Spirit does it will come, and he will take there to Abu Chador, Samas Kisrati, Zeya and Yoche, he will chai reitz in Shnayim, the Horsfi Rabbi, Shemeya Mechai, שם פייטן יאו שכוי כאי כמון זה יאו זה יאוכל ביצים שם גאפ וחי וכמון מפורש כאי מנהי החי הוכל גרסים ביצים שני ימים וחי ועשם פותח ובילים הוא יאוכל יאוכל כלאים הכבוד יאוכל יאוכל תנועד אבל זה יאוכל יאוכל ספותח ומילה יחי גם מרמם וחי נגלם מיר יתן רבונות ועשה ישראל לסגור לו איזה, זו סוף, כיצד שניים שירדים מעל בין שפור. Lazy, and then they, with the pitchfork, they bind the sheaves. So, the Sinander, because of the shaving, suppose this the child that was in the present room, the Kumas became seen, suppose the right with the head and the Kumas, and the both are holding, so the right together, so the potter, or the Kone, the Tzirish Sarabi, the Kere, Kone, Stephanish Sarabi, Yochel, Hayobin, all these cases, from the Nebat Seizo, or he says, Kuro, Lories
or seven questions.
So. The evil children are eating the Sarabi, the care of eating the Sarabi, so that is the beginning of the Yochlach of the Tzim Shnan Chayabim, because the Jewish is the Yochlach of the Yochlach, but the Rav is the Yochlach of the Yochlach. So the apotea, the shimei meia,
apotea.
So, in the yochlach mitzir, mitzir, shnayim, ischayobi. In other words, if it's a yochel, it's a yochel, then the apotea chay, because the tanakana holds it's a yochel, the yochel is chay. The rab, if it's a yochel, it's a yochel, it's a yochel, שיני אהבות שלו יוחד, אהבות מציל, זה שניים דורים, ניקח לרבה סייסו, יוחד של שחי, שניים של שפטורים, עם מייקום נפרידי, ואייקום, נשגובו, מהמורס, נפש אחס, כיסחתו, נשגובו, מהמורס, בה סייסו, סרב שיני סבב, לא תניו תקסידי, נפש סייסו, אחר סכתו, בסייסי סכתו. לא שנתו שפילי זה נפש אחר כי סכתו. So we have a new, without נפש, into אחר, into סכתו. שמי סודה, לא תמיד תקסיד, נפש סכתו, אחר סכתו, בסייסי סכתו. So we have three פשוטים, three new team, so how do we apply these new teeth? One meal, even by Hanmut, Chodir Hanmut, they can even meal. So each one does not do the whole Yoche. The Hanmut, the Yoche, the Yoche. The Hanmut, the Shein Yoche, the Yoche. So according to the Shein, we have three psukim. One person, even my way, Zeikem is a Niyach, that's different in Shemeshav. Zeikem is a Niyach means that each one does on heaven or on the Torah requires Akira and Anoche, and each one has either Akira or Anoche, then it can be other. Then, that's one meaning. Another meaning that Rav Shimon implies is that if it's a case of the Yochel, Shemeshav, is doing, and the third passage of my Zeyochel, Zeyochel, they are Jewish, but for Jewish holds
as being written,
and Jewish holds that Zeyochel, Zeyochel is
higher.
So, what do you mean in the third passage? So, what do you have in the Zeyochel, Zeyochel, you have in the Zeyochel, Zeyochel, the Chavi Yute, Yochel Chosso, the Lord Besson. Now, there will be a holy case. In the Hebrews, it's in Kamelim, when the Yochel Chosso, the Lord Besson, is Chai Rechatos, or is Potter Rechatos. So, one man the Lord says, Yochel Chosso, the Lord Besson, is Chai Rechatos, and the Rambam passed it like that. And one man the Lord says, یاخی چیز پیش هاشونی دیگه نیست با دارد این خط آرش بگبشیمه این وقتی بگبشیمه دیگه دارد این پیش هاشونی یاخی چیز ها سایی ها رفتی رسوی دیگه از این او تکستیز یاخی چیز ها دارد بزن خیلی ایه نیکسی نفیش سرطا افز سرطا مسیج سرطا وای نماز کشید وای که تشیم زیدنش پر نیره هر کنر میرسه زیاخه دی زیاخه ایس خیلی انسرکنی زیدی آخه دی زیدی همی هر کنر انسرکنی زیدی آخه دی زیدی آخه ایس خیلی و توی افرین نوتیم سایشو بی مالی فامون پاسی زیاخه دی زیاخه این فامدادر پاسی زیدی آخه دی زیدی آخه میرسه ایسه نیکسی نیش بش سختان، آخه سختان، بسه ایسه سختان این اون تکسی خد نمیت زهی کبیر نمیت که خد نمیت یاخی چانسو به وزده ایزه سوال کانتر میاده اون تو نمیتی این ده تا ون نمیتی زمین مای زهی کبیر نمیت ای کسی چه پرسی دیم دیگا اون لاخه این ده ادم نمیتی مای چه آخی چه آسا تو باید دیز دیم نغشم خب نیت دیم کنیش خب نیت میرش نیام خواب هم نیسی یا خب نیت نیستاب به دهل دیم های جا دهل کبی تاو دیم تاو دیم های تاو دیم یک دیم خب نیسای بخونی خبی سنو نیده عبادی 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 کرده به ویدوی تگره دشنم جاسو دابت کنه بایابت کنه نیوزه یاکنو بیدی یاکنو دیمائی دلابو خیش مده بیتری سویسی کم دسکاشی دسکشن دسکاسواره زی آخر بی زی آخر و آزهی بی آخر و آزهی بی آخر شی باو چی بخیر because when two people do a certain act jointly so it's considered of being as if each one of the partners don't complete it but there is a special girls apostle so according to the human we have a special girls apostle to my زی آخر بی آخر and another girls apostle to me by زی بی آخر بی زی بی آخر according to the mayor, we don't have submission. Why? Because the mayor holds, the mayor needs it, nefesach, achasach, nefesach. But he needs it, see. Chad we need to say it, and he had we need to offer it to us, or he was best. Now we're asking. You offer it to us, and he's best. هی رو بزنی شخیرت موتر و لخیاخی بیاسا و پیم بیانیسو و رفشیم من ویتای می درو بیرز یا بیچاسو بیرز بزنی خیلی سو رشیز گیریز رشیز گیریز رفشیم من یا بیچاسو بیرز بزنی خیلی و ایت پیرز ناو تکس این رشیز نیت بیکاس رفشیم من سسو بیرش نیت Let's see, so it's another portion. She even says so. Where is the chaos? That Yoch Joseph was based in Israel. But let's see what basis is. How can God see you? That she, Yoch Joseph was based in Israel. Or, you may not see you if she may tell you that Yoch Joseph was based in Israel. So this subjects the gears in our character. And he says, no, that's a wrong gears. The right gears is, your teachers of your business high, but things this is highly, the family, the family is, Allah was out here, they need you to pass on, they need you to pass on. If she paid them for a stein of three business, so is there any more heresy? She keeps getting down the job. Rashi's here saying is the way it appears in our text. The Tzatshim and Holod, your teachers of your Bezen Chai. And Tesi says, no, the Tzatshim and your teachers of your Bezen Chai, it's all four. Not only is not Chai, it's so poshé that it's Rasvor is for. The Tzatshim and Holod, it's Rasvor is for. So you don't need any tosses. You don't need any person. When a singer of Shimmy Tani was in the time, he took the number of the time the years. All of us are feeling the evil to force in the level of Shimmy Tani for the time the years. So Tasius mentions in each of the forages that from Shimmy Holmes, he often chose up the one's business for them. So then the question is, how does he know that? But at all, he has deep suchi. So from then when Tao Tse Pitu Liak, one is the Yochan, the Yochan, and one is the Yochan, the Yochan. So he doesn't have a person left from which to deduce the Yochan just for his business, but just in what they say is now, he doesn't need any person. He said, as well as we say, the Yochan just for his business. But Jesus mentions the issue for us, and Rashi says that in that it's mentioned in various areas that is how the Rapshina in time they don't have the areas Yochit Shosu the Razibes the Chayim, so the question is what he did. The way it's the same of the Yaza, but why should it be an Achleis? Let's look up the Mishnah. So there must be born in that. So let's see what the Mishnah does say. Obviously, the case is explained the Mishnah one way, and Rashi in another way, so common cases, Pshat. Rashim says, that Yoch Joseph was business for that, and according to Rashi's Pshat, Rashim says, Yoch Joseph was business for that. So let's see what goes on. Nowadays, I look no one should become dismayed. How is it possible that not possible should make such a mistake at all? Every child knows that Chilek is in Sakhar. But it's not so much. Sometimes there might be machlokes what Chilek is Osir and what Chilek is Muka. There is such a thing as Chilek and there is such a thing as Shimon. Chilek and Shimon are Mahamesh. A chemist who says the same thing. A chemist will probably say that he's the same composition, but still certain fatty parts and certain organs of the behemoth is chilek, and if you eat them, your high powers and certain fatty parts and certain organs of the behemoth, so is shumen. And it's good that even though chemically it might be the same thing,
this is the location of the
location, that's right, location. So, for example, there is a machlokes v'shem, chilek shetachas ha'tchusa. Chilek shetachas ha'tchusa. In other words, the game has several stomachs. So, the first stomach, so the food is digested. So, first comes down into the first stomach, the and then in the second stomach, and then in the third stomach. So the first stomach, so there is a lining on top of the fatty part, and then there is a fatty part that is above the lining, and there is a fatty part that is beneath the lining. So the question is, the fatty part, shetachas apritza, beneath the lining, is a trailer of origin? There is a machlokes b'shem. Rabbi Yehiel says that the chilev shetachas apritza is muta, bachir, yalauti. Rabbi Ephraim says that there is a chilev kotz. So, that's called, by the shem, it's called chilev raimus. Why is it called chilev raimus? Because Rabbi Yehiel was the one who was matia, the chilev shetachas apritza, the fatty part that is located beneath the lining of the first stomach. So, and he was martyred, and he was the Noah Gaspar in Vineland. He lived in the 12th century. So he was the Noah Gaspar in Ireland. So all the Jews who lived in Ireland in the 12th century, they relied on his psalm. So maybe they continued being it even in the 16th century, because the Amor who lived in the 16th century, he mentions that Anshir Island still a main heter in the Chilev Shetachas Apritza of the first stomach. So you see there is the Machlokes Rishonim, according to most Rishonim, then the Chilev Kores, according to Rabbi Yehiel, it's mitabachir. It's a question you shot in the Gemara. So, one should not be dismayed by such a possibility that there's not very passing the Chilev's Mutar. It's not such an unlikely thing. Let's say there's not very discuss the question whether Chilev Shetachas Apritza is in there, or Chilev Shetachas Apritza is also. And they came to the conclusion, like Abu Yehiel, the Chilev Shetachas Apritza is mutar. And then the Beznagodl will realize that they made a mistake. So then they have to bring the call. A par, Helen Bereshos. There's the Allah, there's the parish in my supper. So if the Allah is the king Beznagodl passes, the Chilev is mutar. And then also Reba Tiba appears. And they need the Chilev Shetachas Apritza. Then there's Nagodu reverses its way. So then every Yochi duet the Chilev in reliance upon the Psak by the Nagodu doesn't have to bring it home. But the Nagodu, the Shvati, they have to bring it home. With the Parash Bakanikov, Par Helen Domoshes. That's the first mission in here. Now, second mission. Now, you know the base. Here the best. Yodu Shetol, the Hosrude, Ben Sheidio Kataroso, and Ben Shalomidio Kataroso, the Holach, the Osa, the definition of the case is not here. The Holach, the Osa, the Reb Shimon Pei. So suppose Bez Nagodu passed the Chilev is Mutar. And then, let's say a week later, they realized that they made a mistake. So they reversed the judgment. But there was one Jew who didn't know that Bez reversed the judgment. And he only knew of the original law that Chilev Shetachas Apritza is Mutar. He didn't hear of the Chazorah by Bez. And he continued, and then he ate after Bez, reversed the judgment. So the question is he Mechuyev to bring it home, or is he not Mechuyev? So the Mishnah says, Ben Sheidi Kaparoso, Ben Shaloyei Kaparoso, Yeholach, Yehosa, Alpien, Rapshinti, whether he ate the chile after the Beis Magolu found out of the mistake and they were chile and they reversed their yoreh, but before Beis Magolu brought in the parah of his dorshal tzibur, or even if he ate chile not only after Beis Magolu reversed the judgment, but even after Beis Magolu brought its call in the parallel of Shal Tzibo, but in view of the fact that he knew not that Beis Magolu reversed the judgment and that they brought power in Tzibo. So Mimele, he is an Amos, and Mimele, he is not the Chuyot to bring it up, but Shimpin. And Reza Rinei, or so, Reza says, no, it's not Pope. But it's a Sophie. If it's a Sophie, so what kind of problem do they have to bring the Moshe Torah? Because that's their law. If somebody eats Chilevish again, so he brings a Chatzos Kavua. If somebody had, let's say, two Chtichas on the table, and one Chticha was Chilev, one Chticha was Shumet, and he ate one of the two Chtichas, and he doesn't know whether he ate the Chilchticha or the Shumachticha. And at the time when he ate one of the two Chtichas, he thought both Chtichas were Shumachticha. So then the Torah says, he brings Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Shimon says, in the case of the old man, Shachiret Muta, the Yom Shoto, the Chosu, Bein Shini Diyu Kato also, Bein Shomu Diyu Kato also, the Holach Yosu, all Kien, so he's got of every call, of the Chatos, and of the Moshikon. And Lezer says something, so he's in a Chuyot to bring a Noshem Tov, but not the Chatos. So the Mishnah is the Polish of this. He says, in what case is it a Sophic? And he's in Chuyot to bring a Noshem Tov. Yoshat when you say obey, he says, Chayach. Holach when you say, Sayyam is born. So in other words, there are two situations. One situation is, when the best in passing, that Chayot is in the air. And then, a few days later, let's say the best in passing, on Sunday, the Chayot is in the air. Then on Wednesday, they realize the main mistake, and they reverse the psalm. And then a certain man, he stayed in the tunnel at home, but he didn't go outside. So he didn't know that Besdin was Chazir, and that Besdin brought the call in parallel to him. So he only knew that Besdin passed him from Sunday to Chazir. He says, look at. So he ate, even after Besdin Agodu, reversed his oil, he ate chayim. So in such case, he's hired to bring the Meshutah. Not the Chatos, but the Meshutah. But suppose the Uve, based in Paschim, the Chilat is Mutah on Sunday. Then on Monday, he decided to take a boat to go to Yisrael. And then took him on a time, and came back and he ate in Yisrael. He ate Chilat Shtachas Akhus, because he knew of the holy by days, the Chilat Shtachas Akhus, so he's good. Then when he came back, months later, he heard, a few days later, on Wednesday, there's not going to realize he made a mistake, and they reversed the judgment. So then, even the blessing is made, he doesn't have to bring even a Shtachas. But if he stayed at home, but he didn't go outside, then he's not going to bring a problem. But not a Chatos Kavua, but a Meshutah. What's the pshat? The question is, the machloket between Rav Shimon and Rav Lezer is, if Besdin made the psach, then the psach killed him. Then they realized the new mistake, the first day of the but the certain Jew who did not hear of the reversal, is he considered an anomalous or is not considered? So Rav Shimon says he's considered anomalous. But how can he blame him? He heard that there's an Agodah Paschim Krift, this is Muta, can't you rely on the Agodah, that's all the Torah says. We saw some of Adonai, she had no plans made, so we acted according to the Torah. So, well, the Bezna Godel reversed the judge, but he didn't hear that. So, it's not at fault. There's the chat in the Shema. Why does the Bezna say it's higher? Because he's not completely false. In other words, he shouldn't require, listen. Do you hear anything about better oil at all? It's a radical oil, you need Chirush Tachasakim. So maybe they changed their mind. Had he inquired, he would have found out. But he didn't inquire. He didn't inquire. So Melee is not an honest. So then, if he's not an honest, he should be not really the Chatis Kavua. No, the Chatis Kavua, so even Rabbi Elazar is made there. As I says, it's hard to bring the Washington. Washington will bring when it's a sotik. So what's the pshat? In other words, there's a sotik where there is an anomalous or not an anomalous. Stop that. So the plain pshat in the Mishnah is that's a ritual unit that one has. There is such a thing as a dim sotik. The more now we have in Nochas, we have a halacha that the Kohen has to take holy or a portion of the mincha in his feast. And whatever is enclosed in the feast is marked around his bear. That's the kingdoms. Kingdoms can say, this is the mincha. This is the son. The Kohen has to fill out his face, and that portion that takes a hole in his face is not going there. And the rest of the room called, there's a shirai, and it's not called by the Kohen. So in other words, it's the counterpart of the person in Zera. In Zera, so the dam is Mizrach and the Eimer except they also it's cooler but other components so the dam is Mizrach and Mizrach the Eimer and Mikta and the Mizrach and the Boson is Necha so the Mincha so the counterpart of the Boson is the Shalai and the counterpart of the Eimer is the King. So you name it, in the name of how you have the kingdoms, what is enclosed within the taste of the kingdom, and what is not enclosed is in the Shara. So the more of the Kashi, they have nine now, they have nine means that kingdoms, between the kingdoms, let's say the king is whole of the Nimhal, so a certain portion means between the kingdoms, what kind of religion? Because that's that in Zion festival, there's a heavy deep knowledge of kingdoms, it is the next round of the art, or it has a deep of Shirai, mainly it's Nechal by the Kerem. About Boro, Ben Abinayma, certainly more discussed that then the Maskonet Yuloi is Boss of the Bayer, other Pashte, the Nabinayim Sotah. The Nabinayim Sotah is very modern. What kind of language is it? The more I see Nabai, whether the Nabinayim is a being of teammates, or the Nabinayim is a being of Nabai. So the more is patient, it is a talk. Of course it is a talk. That's what they are buying. What kind of an answer is it? All the machine makers. So the Mitzvah Guru says, the value of the immoral words, what was the Kabbalah? Whether the Kabbalah words that they not deny, it hasn't been of the king yet. Or being a benign was it been of Shirai. So Mora says, no, the Kapora was the Dain Habinayim has a Din Sof. The Kapora mentions that. So the Ritva says, it's analogous to Gunash Moshes. We know that the period, the twilight period, between the sunset and the sunset, falling is so the gate of the God. So what do you mean? How do you know? When I get in a game of violence, it's not an unusual question, it's a very relevant question in the churches. It is the day, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, the Kippur, and the debates in the day, I mean, whether it's him or it's Lilo, so how did he know, how could there be some, you know, people ask, how could there be a Machlokes between Rashi and Rambam in the Siddur Rabbah? But this is in the Vidakal, every day, how can there be machlokes? How can there be something? So that it says, no, it wasn't the subject of the song. It's a means. And an example of that would be, even though the Mitzvah doesn't mention it, but there's the pshat. The Mishnah, the Price, the Bikurim, the Shire, but the rest paired the Bikurim with the Mishnah or the Price. So, discussing the meaning of androgynous. The Mishnah, the Bikurim, the rest paired, discusses the meaning of androgynous. Tukum Androgynous, what is the meaning? Tukum Androgynous is subject Zohar, subject to Tukum. But there is a basic difference between Tukum Androgynous. Tukum means that it's not visible when a certain person, a child, is born. And it's not visible whether it has male genitals or female genitals. What happens to them too? So what does the doctor do when such a baby is born? He performs an operation. So some babies, tumtums, when operations performed, they turn out to be males, and some babies, operations performed that turn out to be females. There's even more like Tumtum Shri Kabin Zotoko, Tumtum Shri Kabin Zotoko. Sometimes it is Nikha by itself, but it's not Nikha by itself. So it has to be done out by the doctor. So it's there. So Tumtum is a subject of a subject, and it's a subject that is grounded in millions. But we don't know, we can't see. So one Tumtum might be Zohar, and one Tumtum might be the king. That's why the Mishnah was shown as it is, that the Tumtum cannot be made seen shape by another Tumtum. Because the Baltikeya, the Tumtum, the Baltikeya, the Akira, the king there, and the Tumtum, the Shemeya, might be Zohar. So it's not the Tumtum, how can be made. Androgynous is also subject of, but androgynous means he has both organs. He has the male organs and he has the female organs. So that's a subject indeed. So the Mishnah Bikurim says, androgynous, subject Zohar, subject of, but he is saying there, androgynous barely with me atzmi. The Yechriu Bichachoni, Zohar, but it's the base here. The Mishnah Tanakama also says, androgynous is something Zohar. So androgynous is a subject indeed that is grounded in Zohar. We don't know what it is, what Allah says. The base says, it's not that we don't know what Allah is. We know exactly what Allah is. What is he? He has the volume of the male and he has the volume of the female. Since he has the volume of the male, so he is off. What else determines that he is off? And since he has the volume of the male, so he is negated. What else could determine that he is negated? But how can he be so highly negated? One explains the other, one is the antithesis. So, mainly he acquires a deep subject. when something, someone or something partakes of two or three aspects, so later you cannot say it's not another, because it's not you. You cannot say it's not you, another. So it requires a new subject. So it's not a subject that is grounded on something. Let's say, Teku, teach me the talents, pushing the vice. So, when you want a new car, rest it. What is the unbelievers? So you want a new say, unbelievers is something of a social genius. Because the Kabbalah was a social genius. It's not a subject that originates in ignorance. It's a subject that originates in the ambivalence of the character of the nature. I mean the paradoxical ambivalence, because he has two antithetical characteristics. He has the characteristics of his author. That's what Fabrice means. And when it's very bad, it's not opportunity. But we're clearly Chachamim because it's impossible to live up to. It's not the question that Chachamim don't know. They know. That's why they say it is. So the Mitzvah says in Mimora, Zayda, Chesed, this is Chachamim. The Mimora asked Nabaye, what was the Allah in the Garden of Manai? So whether it has the Deen of Kenyat or the Deen of Shemaya. So Chesed, I have a Pashto, it's a not so much on the Mizbot, because from one perspective, in view of the fact that he doesn't put food outside, so it's not Shabbat. It's not Shabbat. So it should be taken. Because Shabbat means what? But that's no cash. Now let's see. They are more hollow or hochum good with the hochmo. Give them in the day so. The way Yitzchak is gathered all of the day of Elon. And who is gathered the day of Yitzchak Tommy. Who Baldeo, the hobo, the chena admei. Odom, Shemulo, the Holamid Israel, Shalom the Bukhe. She comes to the power of this Yonza. But he says, give them in the day so. He's killed Abel. So in other words, not keep shooting, but I'm just the model that really keep shooting. But it's really, there's the cash, but it's really not a very strong cash. Oh, the recognition is the cash. Yeshua Rabbeinu Lomar Yitzkiya, Yidha B'keach, Yoshia, Yomar Yisrael Nagobi, Yidha M'keach HaMasliya, Ein HaShchino Sheva HaHocham Yidha Rosh HaBarkimo, the Yitzkiya M'kolza Rabbeinu. So it doesn't even care about it. But I don't think it's such a strong cast. It is true, primarily when Chazal say, in Ashkina Sheira, or Hocham Gide Osher Volcano, it's not Kipshit, it means Gide Akivish, it's like Osher Asamir, the Chalke Volcano, who has high spiritual stature, moral stature, you know, not narrow, sometimes a person might be great, but he's now. He's not evoking. He's now. He can find geniuses. Well, now. Then I'm not capable. It's nothing to do with an IQ. One can have an IQ of 180, like Einstein. So, but he might be now. He's not evoking. And sometimes can have, sometimes a person can have a relatively low IQ, 120, let's say, and be evoking. One has nothing to do with that. So come to the Rambam, it means primarily not Kipshuta, but it means spiritually, morally, intellectually, and spiritual stature, you know. But the Rambam himself discusses it in the other book. There is a connection, I mean, all psychologists know, write about it. There is a connection between physical, low stature, and intellectual low stature. There is a connection. When a person is very, very short, extremely short, he becomes frustrated and merely interferes with his spiritual stature. There is a connection. And there is a riot on the mother that Osher means Mamesh, he has to be well to do. Why? Not Chasvi Sholem. That this is a prerequisite, Chasvi Sholem. Well, very well can mean that having a sufficient income is Chasvi Sholem, prerequisite for the Buddha Chasvi Sholem. But if a person is poor, impoverished, can't make a living, then he has to struggle. So it interferes in the Samir Bechavati too. True. Primarily Osher is Samir Bechavati. Somebody is a billionaire, but he's always unhappy. So he's a poor man. But if a person is poor, doesn't make a living, so how can he be Samir Bechavati? So easy to be Samir Bechavati when he doesn't make a living. So Mele, that's why the Gemara mentions, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was unusually tall, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kfir HaMoshe. The Rambam says it in Peret Chayim. Not only was Moshe the greatest throughout the generations, Atzif Kalaveres, Inibu, that's one of the Kfir HaMoshe, Adin Kalandin, but Moshe Rabbeinu was attained the maximum of intellectual and moral perfection that can be attained by any human being. And when the Rambam describes the Melech HaMashiach, so he says that he'll be Chochom Kishleimei and covering Rosh Hashanah, because there is no one like Moshe, and there will never be one anyone like Moshe. No, no. And then what you say, you hear, you know, about Musa making some story that everyone can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't accept it, Kipshuke. Anyone who says it, Kipshuke, he says a lot of nonsense. He doesn't mean that anyone can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's nonsense. There's the biggest nonsense. But you find that expression. What it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu galvanized his potential. He galvanized his potential. So every person that's clear of options is free to galvanize his potential. But someone who is not Moshe Rabbeinu does not have the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we say, if you find that expression, that can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, it means just as Moshe Rabbeinu was able to galvanize his potential, so every person can galvanize his potential. But not Chasvi Sholem, that every person can do it. That's nonsense. That's the biggest nonsense. And I don't care who says it. As a matter of fact, it's even a repugnant idea to say that. You can hear it from certain authorities, they think that it's wrong to talk that way. but it's the biggest nonsense. When B'Shem say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you mean that every person is free to galvanize his, be the biggest sabbath according to his potential, but there is a limit. There is a limit. So, just like Moshe Rabbeinu galvanized his potential, so every person can galvanize his potential. Anyway, and the Rambam discusses in Yom Kippur, he says, there is a connection between physical vigor and spiritual vigor. If a person is physically weak, sickly, and so on, he cannot galvanize his potential. So Meir says, true, that primarily it means give their kingdom its faith. Primarily it means also some of the healthy. Primarily it means volcano, spiritual stature, a moral stature. But since there is a connection between the physical state and the moral state of a person, so melee, it's a riot that Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall. That's what we know. Omar Rav Nishim Reb Chiye Hamei Tzimah Shemi Shabbos Aurei Shechai Chatos Shechein Anshi Hutzal Ei Sinkei. So if somebody is Mei Tzimah So and his head is higher, well, it's not the Maskon is not right. Shechein Anshi Hutzal Ei Sinkei. The Anshi Hutzal hold it down. They are not typical of the general practice of people. Elit Marok Elit Ma. Omer Rav Nishim Reb Chiye Chum Rehu Tzal Shem Tzimah Saros Mishabes Chayet Shechem Nihir Eisikei. Only somebody who is a resident in Tzal, so it's Hidar Amitzal. But even that is not the final Maskon. If you battle that way, it's a global. Elit Marok Elit Ma. Hamei Tzi Masal Reishi Poter, even Anshi Utsal is there. We can train Anshi Utsal is a cave, but we're dieting in Tukalodom. And one of Marash is a kind of Anshi Utsal, for you may see Kadimai, we are not ashamed as in your dying. Now, here Tesla says, but they are ashamed of it. Tesla says, but they do some things. So we see from this Gemara that we apply the concept of Gotlodaitagodon not only in regard to a single person. In other words, a certain person adopts a certain bizarre, unusual practice. He carries on his head. First of all, what about the other? Even that person is not. He's a bizarre person. But maybe when the residents of the whole town adopt an unusual practice, we don't say what about the whole town is more than a single person. So we see from the Gemara that we apply the concept of what about the other, not only in respect to a single person. Works in bizarre way, even in respect to a whole town, whose residents act in bizarre way. Master asks, and I'm going to go to the other day, the thing is more army, called the rich for home army, the poor who bother at the Ruby down there, so the bother is a whole country, but there are many other countries, so we won't count it. So we still say what it is for. The question is very obvious. Gabi shol beis minashe yaseichtim b'rimeni upo beis minashe adorim daome umishal meim yatmana mikayim imkeitzi mikerem she yiso yischaye shechem de'avye mikayim imkeitzi mikmaleyem. Now this has to do with the Yisar of planting crime, but the Yisar of planting crime implies not from the Yisar to plant the dying plant, that was to take, let's say, a great confinement, and the feet on the sailor, and they put them in the ground. Of course, that is awesome. But there is an easier way to be kind to one. Be kind to one, in other words, if I own a villa, then a certain person comes in and he says to me, well, you know, I want to plant a vine and a petal sail here. Oh, he says, oh, you're such a wonderful person. And then grows. So he's also, because he was Mikhail, like, as long as it was Mikhail. Of course, if somebody comes into, a trespasser comes into my idea, against my will, you know, he plants something, and when it sprouts more, I immediately try to block it out, then I'm not here, because it's not Mikhail. So it's not even considered. I'm not even considered in time. But time means if I maintain it, if I maintain it voluntarily, not if I maintain it because I can't help it. So there is an insight to be in time quiet. So it's initialized. So now there the moral discusses the Gabi Shabbos. Not why? So this, so the moral says, the moral says that the Gemara says that schite, now there are two kinds of schite. There is the schite that is a toledo of blood, that schite of mud, let's say a red cloth, if you bring out the water, so then you wash it, you clean the cloth. And then there is a schite like Seichel Zeisim Banam, when you squeeze out the oil from the olives or the juice from the grapes. So the Yachai, that's a total of the power of Dosh, of Dosh. So the Gemara says, that Zeisim only Zeisim Banam, but let's say the name, to squeeze out the juice of pomegranate, so for many reasons, because it's not there for people, so it's mutar even in the Rabbanan, it's not there for people to squeeze out juice of pomegranate. I don't know, people today sell all kinds of juices. Fungus and apricot juice, all kinds of juice. Is there such a thing? This pomegranate juice? Is there such a thing? No. Okay. So even today, it's not the derech of people to squeeze out the juice from the main. So, the Gemara says, Deisham and Asye, when you say it in the main, or you say it in the remain. Upoi, Prince Minashe, have a hooded down there, and Shane, that man, Hamikai, kids in the Karen. So in other words, the more at first wanted to say that it's also forbid, because Prince Minashe were accustomed during the week to squeeze out pomegranate juice, so because for them it involves the nisar of stick. Because why is it different than the nisar of stick? So for ordinary people, so it's not a derech to squeeze out juice of pomegranate. But this Nashi certain family was an excellent family, and they had a lot of remaining, so they like to drink pomegranate juice. So the more I wanted to say it first, it should be awesome. So the more I achieve that. No, it's not awesome. Because why true? They are accustomed. But they are not the average person. They are not totally down. So the more I say it. So then, the more I say it is not. that the Machshe said, no, that these are big themselves, they can be considered as rooted down. For example, we see Hamikayim kids in the Kerem, so is Eder. In other words, if somebody maintains thoughts in a Vingar, it's not a derech to claim thorns in a Vingar, but in Arvye, in Arabia, so it is there, because in Arabia they have camels, even today they are, so the camel is the basis of the economy. Morris says in Shubhas that some book, the halacha is in the Gemara, and the Chachamim Sadim, but to be in the Gemara, an Isha cannot be given the Ksuba, some of it only from Kakos, but in Arabia, in Arabia, so an Isha can be given the Ksuba from the camel. Why is the camel such a yachzi? Because in Arabia, it is the basis of the economy, even today. I was 2 years ago, I was in Israel, so for me, as a Shia, the Tereskian University, Muslim Quarter, so I was there, I saw up in the Arabs, it's like 2,000 years ago, say no change. The camel is still the basis of their economy. The camel. In all Yerushalayim, in the modern world, the same thing. So since it's the basis of the economy, so melee and Isha can be given the Ksura from the camel. Because of that, the horse says that even when Saki, that the Isha or any mountain can believe it from the Calvary. So the horse says it's not on the basis of the Kabbalah. It's needed more because the situation changed. His mom has ours, so the basis of the economy was Kakos, real power. And when a person lent money to another person, he placed his reliance on the real property that the leader possessed. Another Mitalkun, the Mitalkun can hide, he can be worried, so indeed, that was not considered as secure. But today, since most people don't even own real power, but they own chattels, Mitalkun, so maybe Mitalkun is the basis of the economy as much as Kapoes, so it's like a camel in army. So it's not on the basis of Efka Ben Efka, because the situation changed, so it's like a gomel the army anyway. So here the Gemara says, so the Moslem poet is Pasha, the Holy Dalme, and Shanei, that these are themselves, it is Holy Dalme. Italian kind kids in the care and so is Ada. Shechin the army and the kind kids in the morning. So in any other country, it's not Ada because who needs it? It's not a practice of people. But in Arabia, they had many camels and that was the basis of the economy. So in he's Ada, he's a of the kind client, the kind. So here too, since the Menashe were accustomed every day in the week to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates, so he's able, he's self-sweet. So the Lord says, no, he's not able. Even this Menashe wouldn't be able. Why? Because Arabia is a whole country. It's a whole country. But this Menashe is a single family. So in other words, we see the poor who don't have the asking hoche that was Eitzikodem. So the modern effect says that what was Eitzikodem will only say in regard to a single person or a single family, but not in regard to a whole town or a whole country. And here the Gemara says the reverse, that even in the Gal, the whole town on Shehutza. So they cannot constitute their own criterion, what is usual, what is not usual, but it's the whole town. יש למה בהוסם חושב מן הדער ביה בכלל נמי מיילה מלגמל מהבינם המקיים אבל בשנה שבחדיו ובתודאיתי אבל גם בכל היום אם הוא ילם רימי נמהר ויהיו יוסי חתים so takes this makes a distinction he says when the Gemara say that there is a difference between a single person and a whole city, and a single person, so even in the doubt of himself, he cannot be the criteria for his own practice, but in a city, so then in the doubt of themselves, he can be the criteria, that's in the case where the people in a certain town, in a certain country, act differently, not because they are bizarre, but because their circumstances are different. Of course, in all the other countries in the world, where the camel is not the basis of the economy, some melee, it's not a derech to claim thorns. Who claims thorns? It's a strange way, you know, plant on. But in Arabia, where the camel is the basis of the country, and the camel needs thorns as fodder and gets the food for the camel. So later, they need a lot of thorns, so they plant thorns. Suppose any other country, any other town, the people would be subjected to the same circumstances. The camel would become the basis of their economy. They would do the same thing. Some melee when the whole town, on account of the peculiar circumstances to which it is subjected, acts in a certain way. So then we don't say prophetizes for them, because if all the other people in all the other towns, in all the other countries, would be subjected to the same circumstances, they would act similarly. So melee, we can't consider that practice in that town is bizarre. Mashein came when it's a single person, even so they always say prototypes for them, even if the circumstances are such that he, all the other people have been subject to the same circumstances, it will be the same thing, but since only a single person is subjected to these peculiar circumstances, we still say, but the dice was, why did this Rashi, why were they accustomed to squeeze out the juice of the men? Because they are very affluent, very affluent, and melee, they had an excess of the men, and they had to do something with it. So they had to use some of the main produce. Can't keep on eating the main all the time. So some of the main they ate and some of the main they used produce. If everybody else in Israel or Boga had been as affluent and had the same excess, abundance of the main as this family, they do the same thing. So since only one single person or one single family is subjected to the peculiar circumstances, so then we still say what the bicycle. But if a whole city would be subjected to peculiar circumstances, and everybody else in any other city, had they been subjected to the same circumstances, they would act the same way, then we don't say that's a bicycle. Next stage. Is there a Gemara in Rishniya that you know?
Says, use the tares because of the kasha, the stira from the glory of the yaksha. So the Gemara says, even the jar, the whole town, with the entire concept of what the rice to the whole country. Even the Gabi themselves, so we don't count that they can be the criterion for their own, behavior. And the more in Shabbos, when the more says that only a single person or a single family, so we say what the dice for them, even the goblins, but the whole town, like Anshi Arabia, so they are, we don't say what the dice for. So takes this equates climbing with Shabbos. But it takes this the Azokin, distinguishes between Shabbos and other Yom. Here the Lord Yushin Abbot says that for Chavufosi, so in general she's not Mekudeshes, because Chavufosi is not a Rosh Yushin. Because Chavufo is according to the Mamroma, the Chavufo, the Shif Chavufo means Shifotnaini Samyuchedes and Yivri, so it doesn't involve Kushin, so it's not Rosh Hashanah. According to Mandoma, the Chavufo is the Hetcher Shif of Chesed Maskelin, and the rest is where they bring them into the Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Mandoma, the Shif Chavufo is Shifotnaini Samyuchedes and Yivri, so there's no Kushin in Shif Chavufo, it's not Rosh Hashanah. But in Eretz Yehuda, we are accustomed to calling white Chavuf. So in Eretz Yehuda, since we are accustomed to calling the white Chavuf, somebody will say, Ariya Chavufos, in Eretz Yehuda, she's looking at, Shechei Yehuda came to Abu Sokhu, Abu Chavuf, Chavuf of Yehuda Mekodesh, Shechei Yehuda came to Abu Sokhu. So, this is the Azokhi, that's the Kasha. Here we say that in Eretz Yehuda, on account of the peculiar practice of calling the white through trouble for, so it's a Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say what the Gaita is for? Strange Kasha. Just as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that even if somebody turns out on his head in Utsa, where the derech is to carry on the head is also good. But the Bible is here too. Only in Yehuda they call him by Chavuf. But in all other places, they don't call him by Chavuf. So you should say, but the Bible is good. Strange fact, then it is like, so he said, Mishai Chokha Lumun Avot Vodai Tunus Korode Ki Lamunum Mishabes Yan Shehuta Shei Tzim Maso Aureisha Im Osu Mishabes Pota Ivot Yolka Dai Tunus Korode Ki Mishabes Merechas Machshedes Oshet Abo Yushin Yicholoshin Shepaki Yitoki Shei Yoshin Yushin Yiyobinu Hashem Yidamki Ki Shei Yiskacho Yikodeshes that Chavufos in the Yehuda, holding in the Yehuda of Russian Yushin, having the Gedeshes in the Yehuda. So it gives it a tell us, he says,
There is a difference between Shabbos and Yushin. Because by Shabbos there is a Yeros HaKosu. There is a Yeros HaKosu of Melechus Machshavos. So Melechus Machshavos implies there are many halachas implicit in Melechus. But one of the halachas that is implicit in Melechus Machshavos is that it has to be Dolochosh. In my section, so it's not in my section, Shiva, to carry out on the head. So by Shabbos is what I will say, but that's what. But if by Yushin, there is no special in the apostle. So the important thing is that the Isha should understand what it means. And it seems in Yehuda, they call a wife Harufa, so mainly she understands what it means that he wants her to become his wife. So mainly she is the Kodesh. So anyway, so mainly according to the cases of Azoki, even though he doesn't mention that Kasha, the cases mentioned, but the cases of Azoki says that the only reason as to why he is saved by Shabbos, Gabi and Jehuta, but for Dayton is a colonel, in other words, because of Melechus Machshavos, so that means he has to do it in a dignified way, in accordance with the universal practice of the people, but if he does the Melacha in accordance with the practice of hippies, so then he's not in a Melechus Machshavos. It's not Melechus Machshavos. So there is no kashi from Klein, there is no Zeres HaKosu of Melechus Machshavos, so there we don't say but the Dayton is a Kolon. Mashiach by Shabbos, there is a Zeres HaKosu of Melechus Machshavos, we say but the Baskler, in other words, so we see that this is the Azoki in his skeleton pieces. Now we see the other Shabbos, who are all skeleton pieces. Turn to the position around here. Is Rodom, the Dafke Hutza, the Yir Ktana, the Anoshim Bomiat, the Kingdom of the Dayton, Adam Yir Dela, the Bottle Dayton, the Kingdom, the Amun Yudushin Reimia, Harela Kalposi Yehuda Nikodeshes, Shachin Yehuda Kiel Arozachu. So according to the Ram, there is no Kashi from Arabia, because Arabia was whole country, so it's a mere deal. He says, we only say but a daiton in regard to a single family, in regard to a single person, and in regard to Hutzal, because Hutzal was a little village. But let's say a big city, we don't say but a daiton. But Hutzal is a little village. So all these changes we are talking around do not agree with this. Next mission. Hamishabulay is in Pono Pogolachovis Potter. If you are mishabing to carry out something and is built in front and inadvertently he carried it out in his bed, so is Potter. Liachov Batiti was mischavently made to it in the back, and then inadvertently he was made to it lifono chaye. Then there's some more, and each Africa and Vicino, they lifono, they lacho, chayebes, shechay lo, lo, ischayzeya, so, and each puts on a napron, and the apron has a belt, and suppose she put something, she attached it to the belt in front, and then it moved to the back, so she is chayavis. Why? Because it's the derech of the belt to evolve. By itself, it works. The work. Shabbos, she lived on Shabbos, she's getting not even. She put a key, let's say, on the belt. Yes. She put a chayfetz on the belt. She suspended it on the belt. And she went out in the Rishus HaRabim. But when she put a chayfetz on the belt, she intended that she suspended it from her. And then, inadvertently, it moved and she carried it in the bag. So she's chayfetz, because she knows that it might by itself revolve. So maybe it's not Nishavim Reitzi Lifono Reitzi Lachom. It's Nishavim Reitzi Bein Lifono Bein Lachom, because she knows that this is very likely to take her. But do you remember Achim Tabel Piski, the Shluch and the messengers who are sent with a certain message, so to the Melech, so they put something on the belt. Now that's Tesis Pshat, but let's see the Rashi. And it's coming with the Lipono, because it's a whole way to be made. Because she made the Lipono for the Yachot, what that? And it's kind of Machshavte, the Havre Kibisasi, the Lipono, the Yachot, לאחר ובו ומתונות חי ובמהם פרשטייני סין עד שני מכניסה נכתני או כסטייפני או הנפן יותר מגלגיפן וחיקי על הסיסי צניאס עם תורס ובישום דובר ראיתי ובו ומצדח לחיירס שאחרו לי ישחיזה דארכו לי ישחיזה סניסו ומתחלוסו ידו שסיפר ניסעתי Wenn du den Raffen Kaffee Piskin schon mehr und nicht von mir rotzin, auf ihn Chayabin Bitsiosom, auf ihn in Skalm und Machschaften, gegen Zien an Nasri Sitton mir rotze, die Nossen mir lese, kach lo Schrabbein zahl blieben mit Angehen. So rasch ist, so der Pschatte, der Abwesen von Rasch ist, die Wälste im Pschatte. Letzte Jahre Pschatte. Wenn du den Raffen Kaffee Piskin, פאש האב מיך שמעל שי שאדן מיט מיין נאר שני סי פיסקי שמעל לייד אן מיט דייער דע חייל פון די סי צווייזע מיט מיין צום די מיין סי מיט די זיין אט מיט דע זרעען דיי זאל קיסן חייזן פון מיט דיין קומען חייען דאן מאן די די סי נדרין שו חייזן דיי קאן דער גוטע חושן חייזן Because it doesn't revolve by itself as heavily as the sinner of religion. The holy Maisel more tantam shechel aplon more recently from the shecheza means a man of religion must miss anyway. So the Rashbam Shatru is then very well. But Rabbeitzuk of Rashi is the very same Shatru. Mishleimer, let's say, according to Rashbam, It's like Sina of Anish. In other words, it's happening. It makes it here and it makes it there and there. But according to according to Rashi Pshat, that the Kadonia was to which other messenger, this messenger returned it over. What did it mean? What did it mean? Whether he gave it to this messenger and that messenger. In other words, one messenger has a certain power to message. And he said to God, the second information. And he has to turn it over to another messenger. So he intended to turn it over to Hulim, and then he turned it over to Shimon. But the point is made. So why should it be a chisson? Why should it be a chisson in the Lachas Machin? It's very strange. So all of the Shemim explain like the Hashbam. All of the Shemim explain like the Hashbam. But we'll soon see what is the Pshat. Now the Gemara, the Kash, the Mishnah says, HaMishchav Heitzel Yifonov Kukoli Yachor, so he spot it. Yachor, when Yifonov Yishchav, Mai Shnei Yifonov Kukoli Yachor, Kukotea, in Yisavit Machshavte, because he was mischab to carry it, and he carried it back. So Lachav Goli Yifonov Nami on Yisavit Machshav. Omer Adolozo Tavre, Mishe Shonu Zu, Mishonu Zu. In other words, a contra blazer, it's two separate chittes in the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah represents one view, that a Mishan Reitzel Yifono Chubor Lachov is Potter, and in similar vein, a Mishan Reitzel Lachov, the Heitzel Yifono is also Potter, because not that's Machshavte. And the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Liachov Chubor Yifono Chayev, in similar vein, Lifon of Bore Akot is also high. On my brother, my Kushi, you will be Lifon of Bore Akot, and you will be also be a Mishnah of Kunse. Yakov of Bore Lifon of Anitami Lichayim, Mishab Mishnah of Kunse, he also be a Mishnah of Ule, and my Kushi, you can must. So there is no Kashi. So what the Kashi? The Kashi is beautifully masnissica. And his heart in the little form of the lach of God. Holacho, ubolacho, chayesh. So it's only put there if there was, if the locha was done in a different way than his kavanah was. But if the locha was done in exactly the same way as he intended to do it, even though he did it, in a way that is not pure against calling out, against NATO, other things, so it's the higher. In the same, the after the economy of the higher, or the after the lack of what there, I'm not a blessed there. So the more now saying that the blessed says that there are 2 days in regard to the case of this happening later, the after the So, the Reish of the Mishnah says that is Chayev, as long as he did it in the way he intended that it should be done. So, it is Chayev, and the same for holds that even though he did it exactly the way he intended it to be done, but since it was not secure against neighbor, so it's considered a shalikidah.